This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. So glad that you're with us. You've stayed with us all during the month of July and all of this year, and now it's time to talk to Joe McKenzie. He is the co-host of New Beginnings. He's been with us for a long time, helping a lot of people to discover their best selves. He's got a company entitled Ripple Connects. You can find him online at rippleconnects.com. And by telephone, we like to call it the plain old telephone system, the POTS line, at 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning, and I know you're turning candidates into contenders.
Yes, we are, Freddie Bell, and we're proud to work with people in all aspects of their career. If they're looking to recalibrate, retool, or just reinvent themselves, we help them to do that through specific methods. And proud to be co-host of the New Beginnings, going over 5 years now and speaking to the Twin Cities market here. So very, very proud.
It's pretty amazing. And we've talked in the last several weeks about adapting to the new normal and finding ways to not only have the fundamentals of being a great job search person, just really standing out in your career, but also we want to talk now, how do we leverage technology? How do we leverage Zoom? How do we leverage what's in front of us in the new normal to take that step up? So can you talk about some of the job search technology tools that are out there that have really become necessary? They've been there for a long time, but now they're absolutely necessary for today's job applicant?
Absolutely. And I've kind of set this meeting up because, or this segment up, because we talked last week about standing out. We talked 2 weeks ago about the new reality and being able to adapt to Zoom networking, virtual interviews. Yes, technologies are the tools that can help you to move forward in the job search. And what I mean by that is there are tools like laptops, that have web cameras that you know, you may need to upgrade on a microphone or have a backdrop that's professional to make sure that you have that good first impression, that your career story and your accomplishments and how you will help them solve problems and drive results for that company come through via the technology you have today, particularly virtual interviews, Freddie. I do think we have to embrace the fact that the technology is out there, but we can't let our technology get so old that our web cameras and our microphones and our comfortability with using technology. I seen a number of people very uncomfortable using virtual types of interviews or virtual meetings. That's during an interview. That's not the time to be uncomfortable. That's the time to be comfortable. So getting that new technology, investing in yourself, such as a laptop with a good web camera and potential of upgrading your microphone so they can hear you clearly, as well as a professional setting, making sure that you put your best foot forward in regards to the job search today, and that is virtual interviews.
So what do you say to that person who says, well, Joe McKenzie, gosh, I have to buy a webcam, a microphone, are you serious? Serious, Joe McKenzie?
I've had people ask me that, and I said, well, for years we invested in what we were going to wear to an interview, how we were going to, what type of resume paper we were going to put out there. It's simply investing in yourself through technology, Freddie, that allows that first impression. And when we're comfortable with our technology, we're going to project confidence in securing that job. Conversely, if you don't believe in your technology and you don't realize that it can be a tool to you, you may have someone not want to call you in for the second or third or final interview because you haven't given that impression that you're You're not putting your best foot forward in the interview, much like 20 years ago when you made sure that you had the right suit, the right resume paper, the right briefcase. It's the same concept here. We're investing in ourselves, and what we can control is how our first impressions are, how our comfortability with the technology is, becoming practiced with the technology that we secure for ourselves. And many laptops today have better webcams than they had even just 5-10 years ago. And microphones can be, you know, added to laptops. Backdrops can be added through virtual meeting. Technology, as well as just knowing if the web camera's on, making sure that you have a clean, crisp, organized backdrop to have a good first impression. I think it's, Freddie, it's the reality of today with Zoom interviews. We have to pay attention to those details.
We're talking to Joe McKenzie this morning about the job search technology. And so do you have recommendations on a range of costs for a microphone, a range of costs for a new laptop, a range of costs for the webcam? What would you suggest? Or you mentioned you drew the correlation between great paper for a resume, envelopes and all the rest of it. Is there something that you could suggest to our audience as a place to start?
Well, obviously there's a lot of good technology out there today. I'll walk the walk. I do a lot of Zoom interviews with my clients. So I upgraded my laptop and even found a very, very high-end reconditioned laptop from a reputable local computer dealer. Mm-hmm. And for under $500, I upgraded my webcam, and I was able to get a recommendation about a microphone that is on my lapel. And so that allows me, the founder of Ripple Connects, to do Zoom meetings with people. Mm-hmm. And project a professional image. I'm comfortable with my technology. I trust my technology to the point where I can focus on the client. And for a job seeker, if you can trust your technology and you make those investments, you may not just have it for a job interview. You may have that same piece of technology potentially as their employee or just as a backup. So I do think we have to upgrade our thoughts on how we go about job search and make sure that the technology that's out there is an investment, just like buying a suit or finding the right resume paper. It may be a webcam via a laptop or a microphone that allows you to be more comfortable, allows you to put your best foot forward on how you're the employee that they can't do without.
Well, so there's an individual who's just out of college. They're listening to you. There is the retiree or near retiree. So my goodness, Joe, do I really need to make these kinds of investments?
I do think if you want to stand out and if you want to project the right image, which we all want to do. We do that with our LinkedIn profiles, our resume paper, our suits or ties that we buy. Yes, I think technology is where someone can continue to stand out and help you to get that job that you want. It's an investment in yourself. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's how we're going to communicate. And that's important for us to realize that a lot of the technology that we thought that we couldn't reach, you know, a few years ago are within our reach.
Wow. So do you think that most face-to-face interviews will return to the pre-COVID status, Joe McKenzie?
I think the early rounds of interviews will be conducted via some kind of virtual interview platform. I really do. Hmm. Maybe the final couple rounds of interviews may be face-to-face, but I do think the preliminary or the screening of candidates will be conducted virtually. And so therefore, you know, the average job seeker that has, you know, a dozen or a couple dozen interviews, that technology is going to allow you to stand out. And the, you know, people do change jobs, you know, on average, you know, 3.5-4 years. So that technology may be there for you when you want to continue to find that next job. But I do think it will, the preliminary interviews will be a virtual based interview in my estimation.
Wow. And talking about technology and getting ready for the new normal and adapting to the new normal, what would be the one thought that you leave for us this weekend that we can take action on right now?
Well, see, the job search technology that's in your control, as much as you put effort into that interview suit or that resume, this is the way that is going to allow you to put your best foot forward and put you in a position to be a contender for the job that you want.
That's Joe McKenzie, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program doesn't stop.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues on New Beginnings. You can find us online at www.freddiebell.com and click on the link for New Beginnings, and you'll find not only this week's show, but previous shows. We hope that you find exactly what you're looking for. Let's talk about your mortgage and the jumbo mortgage making a return, according to Mitch Strom. He works for bankrate.com. He says lenders are slowly and selectively starting to underwrite jumbo mortgages again, after all, but abandoning the market as the pandemic got underway. Since February 2020, jumbo mortgage originations have plunged 57%, that according to data from the Mortgage Bankers Association, the MBA. The once robust market for jumbo loans and some other types of loans collapsed at the onset of the pandemic. Lenders worried about the ability of borrowers to repay their loans as unemployment skyrocketed, he says. Yet, despite the tightening of the overall market, there is a segment of the population receiving jumbo or near jumbo mortgages that, according to Joel Kahn, MBA's Associate Vice President of Economic and Industry Forecasting, he says those who are creditworthy, who have high credit scores and meet the larger loan balance, are still able to find some jumbo loans out there. He also asks what kind of borrowers are getting jumbo loans these days. He says it takes excellent credit, generally a FICO score of 800 or above, and a down payment of at least 20% to get a jumbo mortgage right now. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we're talking about jumbo mortgages making a return. We're looking to Mitch Strom, who is with Bankrate.com, to give us some of the facts as we explore this. He goes on to say that the folks who are getting these loans are those who were not impacted or as impacted by the pandemic in the sense of getting furloughed or laid off. Along with rates on conforming mortgages, rates on jumbos have been steadily declining. He says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate jumbo mortgage is currently 3.81%. That's also according to Bankrate's weekly national survey of mortgage rates. Notably, he says you'll have to pay more right now for a jumbo mortgage, if you can get one, than you will for a conforming loan. But that hasn't been the case for several years. He says since mid-2013 up until earlier this year, jumbo loan rates remain lower than conforming rates, that according to the MBA. Now that's turned around. This reverse further points to market tightening and the overall availability of cash to lend on the part of the banks, he says. With a lower rate for conventional loans, it might make sense for people with the financial means to make a down payment on their home that's large enough to bring the loan into conforming territory. This would also ease the burden of meeting the more stringent credit and debt ratios that many jumbo loan lenders are requiring. Another avenue worth exploring, he says, is finding a mortgage broker who specializes in jumbo loans. And these brokers may be able to save you time and money in your search. We've been talking about jumbo loans making a return this weekend on New Beginnings. And as we continue talking about housing and the jumbo loans, let's talk about tips for summer house hunting. Summer is the priciest time to buy a home, that according to Elizabeth Renter. She is a writer at NerdWallet.com. She says summer is the priciest time to buy a home, but cost isn't the only challenge this year. She says an uncertain economy and social distancing measures, both the result of the pandemic, have upended home buying plans for some and changed the process for everyone. She says despite the initial shock of COVID-19, related economic fallout, and general uncertainty, demands for homes is surging again, and home prices are climbing. Together, these factors necessitate some skillful navigation by buyers, she says, and she's offering some tips to help you do just that. First of all, she says, know your market. Home prices have jumped 9% on average from January to June, and much higher in some areas of the country, that according to a new NerdWallet analysis. While the most expensive time to buy is often June or July, inventory is generally higher then too. Housing market behavior, she says, is highly localized, so she suggests getting to know where you're hoping to buy. She says a local real estate agent can help you to understand how prices and demand fluctuate, where you're shopping, as well as better prepare you for competition among other buyers, price negotiation with sellers, and the supply of homes. She also says get pre-approved. Going into the process with a lender's pre-approval could make your offer stand out above the rest. Pre-approval also gives you the opportunity to compare lender offers. She says shopping mortgage rates can save you thousands of dollars in interest over the life of your loan. We're giving you some tips coming from Elizabeth Renter for summer house buying this summer. Number one, know your market. Number two, get pre-approved. And number three, be prepared to be flexible. She says depending on where you are home shopping, you may have to tour occupied homes via video, not be present during the home inspection, and agree to additional clauses designed to protect the transaction in these unique times. Go into the process expecting these and possibly other changes, she says, and you're less likely to be rattled by them during an already stressful time. The next tip is to determine where you'll compromise. Demand, she says, for homes far outpaced the supply, so you'll have to act quickly when you find the home that you like. Whether you're thinking of your starter home or forever home, she suggests going into the process knowing what you're willing to compromise on. Other buyers will be lining up, too. She says hemming and hawing over whether you can live without a front porch or a garage, and you will likely miss your chance to get an offer in. And her final point is to consider postponing. She says if you've been planning to buy in 2020, considering a postponement can be disappointing. She says, however, depending on where you are shopping, waiting could bring lower prices, less competition, and more financial security than those uncertain times. The flip side, inventory ticks down in the fall, so you may have fewer homes from which to choose. So those tips, know your market, get pre-approved, be flexible, also determine where you'll compromise and consider postponing. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com. Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. And if you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
The dictionary defines service as an act of helpful activity. That's today's point of focus, being of service. Service is an action, and it's one of the most fulfilling actions that anyone can take. Being of service requires thought and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. You can be of service at work as you assist your coworkers on projects, in your community as you volunteer for special events, or even with your family as you help with their daily task. You can be of service to organizations that are meaningful to you, that need your assistance or expertise, because it's through service that you set the law of giving and receiving into motion, and you get more than you give. Your acts of service helps those in all the lives that you touch. If you'd like to learn more, visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings, and with me is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And you can find her online at www.westmetrohypnosis.com. I have to share with you that I'm going to say more than several months ago, I had an opportunity to sit with Kelly in her office and undergo what it's like to be in that trance-like state, to have the suggestions that are coming from me and reinforced by what Kelly has suggested. And I was looking primarily at controlling my weight. And I have a follow-up for you, Kelly Von Heidekamp.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Yes.
It's interesting. You said that I knew, you told me that I knew exactly what to do, the processes to go through, and what it would take to alter my physical condition and do it in a way that was safe for me.
Yes.
And it showed up all of a sudden in a flash. I saw an individual whom I've known for years, and I've shared this on New Beginnings. However, when I saw him, I said, I see the image that I want to be. If this individual can do it, then doggone it, I can do it too. And then, like a flash, all of the suggestions came rolling back. The will, the want to do it and to be holding myself responsible were there for me in an instant. And I heard you talking to me as me.
Love it.
And there's been a dramatic transformation. I'm at a place in my life now, physically speaking, that I haven't been at in more than half of my life.
Love it.
So you said hypnosis is really self-hypnosis?
Yes.
The idea is planted there. And I'm wondering, is this similar or is it dissimilar to what people talk to you about when they come to visit with you?
Well, they do come to visit about so many different things. And one of the myths that I have to dispel about hypnosis is that it's me doing some sort of magic to someone. The fact that you were able to internalize that you are the one with the answers, that this is not something that I do to you, that you have the answers and that you will know what to do at the right and perfect time, and you will know what is the best decision for you, and you will be able to carry that out. That is something that you chose. That is a suggestion that you chose to foster and cultivate and believe. And it doesn't matter that I love the fact that it all came to you all at once, because we have been conditioned to believe that this is all hard work, that it is a long and arduous process. And that is simply not true. When you have the right information at the right time that makes sense to you, change can be easier than you ever imagined. It doesn't mean that you don't have to do the work. It doesn't mean that you don't have to put in the time and the space, but it's simply false to constantly harbor this idea that it's so hard that we can't do it alone. And so I love, love, love your story, and I'm so appreciative that you were willing to share that.
And ease is certainly a key to this. I've been asked, is it hard? It's no such thing as hard. It was all ease. And I can't thank you enough. And we could talk about this forever, but we're out of time.
Next week. We'll continue next week. How's that?
Let's do that.
Perfect.
She's with West Metro Hypnosis, and this is exciting New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and thank you for being with us on New Beginnings. And now it's time to talk about you, and in particular, long-term care facilities. And to help us in this discussion is the Associate State Director for Advocacy for AARP Minnesota, Mary Jo George. And we'll be talking about long-term care facilities and how COVID is impacting us. And welcome to the show, and good morning, Mary Jo George.
Well, good morning, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you for having me on, Freddie.
It's our pleasure. We know that as we've been listening to the governor talk for the last several months about the incidences of COVID throughout the state of Minnesota, it seems as if long-term care facilities have been really impacted in convalescence care. And just here recently, we noticed that the state has opened up the rules that allows for a little bit more visitation. How is AARP looking at this, and what should residents know about long-term care facilities in the state?
Well, Freddie, you know, I just want to say, you know, on behalf of all older Minnesotans, you know, we and their families and their loved ones, you know, we really have been working hard to improve the care in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, because the situation has been absolutely dire, as you have said. We've known for 4 months now that they have been the hotbed for the coronavirus, accounting for an alarming 78% of all deaths in the state. And that is just not acceptable. The good news is we are seeing a decline in these, the number of deaths, but we have to be cautionary because we know there could be a resurgence of this disease in the fall. So at AARP, we have been advocating for a number of measures, including increased testing, including staffing and personal protective equipment. But the other issue that is so critical is that residents need to be able to connect with their families and their loved ones. And so just recently, and we've been working with the Minnesota Department of Health, they have issued new guidance that will allow, or actually that requires facilities to have family members designate an essential family caregiver who can go in and visit with residents in nursing homes and assisted living. This is critical because many of these family caregivers provide not only emotional support, but they also provide, they supplement much of the care that is happening in these facilities. So they provide these daily tasks of living. So we are just really thrilled about that. We are concerned that the guidance is not enforceable. So we are asking lawmakers to make sure that all facilities have to allow for an essential family caregiver to visit. Because, Freddie, one of the things we know is that as serious as the pandemic is, so is social isolation. Mm. It can have a very adverse impact on older people's well-being. And so we need to do all we can to make sure that we have residents being connected. We hear from so many of our members, and I had one member say it's like they're in jail, these residents. Mm. And so we have to give them the social connectivity that all of us really crave. So we're pleased about that. And I also want you to know, Freddie, AARP has been putting together a number of resources. So if I could, I'd like to just share our website so people could find tip sheets and all the summary of the new guidance that is coming out from MDH relating to these long-term care settings.
Please.
So, great. So we can, people can log on to us at www.aarp/mn. And that's again, www.aarp/mn. And then just lastly, I do want to let your listeners know that we are hosting a teletown hall, and we will be hosting that with the director of the Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging, along with our state director of the Ombudsman Program. That's our advocacy program for long-term care facilities. And that's going to be July 29th at 6 p.m. And you can find out details on what number you call for the teletown hall on our website. And again, that's at www.aarp/mn. So we hope you'll join us and find out more about your rights as both residents in long-term care facilities and as family members who care about loved ones in these facilities.
I'm sure our listeners will avail themselves to that great information. That's Mary Jo George. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy for AARP Twin Cities, and this is New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and with me right now, we go to AARP Minnesota with Real Possibilities, where we join the Associate State Director for Advocacy, I'll say it right, and Outreach for AARP Minnesota, Erin Parrish. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, Freddie. Thanks for inviting us today.
I'm glad you're with us. And you're working to ensure that voters, especially those who are 50 plus, have access to safe voting. Can you tell us what that access looks like and how you ensure voting, safe voting, especially when we're talking about absentee voting?
Yeah. Well, you know, COVID-19 has disproportionately affected the health of Americans over the age of 50. That group is also the largest voting bloc. So it's for that reason that one of AARP's priorities this election year is to ensure that voters 50 years and older have access to the safe voting options you mentioned, including early and absentee voting. This ensures that everyone can vote safely without making a choice between risking their health and exercising a fundamental right to vote. So right now, all eligible voters are able to request an absentee ballot or vote early in person. And there's a number of ways that they can do that and ensure that their voice is heard during the pandemic.
Well, everybody, we're talking with Erin Parrish. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Twin Cities. We're talking about voting absentee. So where can the ballots be obtained?
Well, first, you have to request a ballot. Minnesota has no excuse absentee balloting, which means you don't need to provide a reason to request an absentee ballot. Anyone can request that absentee ballot and vote from the comfort and safety of their own home. So the first step is to apply for an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. And you can request one by going to the Minnesota Secretary of State's website, which is mnvotes.org, or you can contact your local county election office. But the easiest way is probably the Secretary of State's website. They have a form on there that you fill out, and then they will mail you your ballot. Otherwise, you can also download a copy of the request application, fill it out, and then mail it in. That does take a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. The other option, if you don't have internet access, is you can call the Secretary of State's office and request that they mail you an absentee ballot application. Again, takes a little bit more time, but that's also an option.
You also mentioned at the outset that you can vote right now at different locations. When does that start, and where do you go to vote in person?
early in-person voting started on June 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go vote early in person right now. Locations are open during all regular business hours and will also be open the last Saturday before Election Day. You can find an early voting location near you at mnvotes.org. Or again, you could call the Secretary of State's office to find an early voting location. You can also go to your local elections office in your county, and many of them have early in-person voting open in those locations.
All right. Great information about voting absentee and just safety in voting. Erin, I can't thank you enough. She's the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Not long ago, I had the opportunity to be the guest speaker at Unity South Church. Here is that program entitled This Thing Called Love, and we join it in progress.
There was a person at this company, and he says, look, what I'd like for you to do, Mark, I've got this big, gnarly problem, and I want you to take it. Please take this problem. This is yours. And I want you to go home, and all weekend, Mark, I want you to worry about it because I've given up worry. I have peace. Sorry about that, Mark. Our Advent journey continues today as we consider the aspect of love. Love is an active energy, as you heard this morning. It's like a three-lane highway. In one direction, love comes from that supernatural entity to us. In the other direction, love is directed toward that spiritual nature. And then in the other direction, on that three-lane highway, we direct that love expressed to those whom we encounter, those we see, those we don't see. When we think about the two great commandments, the prime directive is to love God with all of our hearts, with all of our minds. The second commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. But as we consider that, the question is, how do we love ourselves this holiday season? I've got five steps. First, we must know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is love. This is a part of the knowing that Paul often spoke about in his letters to the Ephesians and to the Corinthians. And as the song says, and we sing it here often, that God is love. And then number two, it's important that we must be loving to allow the love of God to flow through us and then to others right now. When we love ourselves, it allows us to love others in the same way because they'll be drawn to you. When we are kind to others, when we're patient with others, we become patient with another's thoughts and ideas because that's what you're sending out. Not only is loving ourselves a state of mind, it's a series of actions laced with energy that we embed in our lives. The third notion of love is that we open our hearts. Have you ever just opened your heart? This morning during the meditation, as a daily word was unfolding and then the melodic voices coming together, you could, for me anyway, I'll speak for myself, it was palpable. I could just feel that love energy as it was unfolding. This is the essence of peace. And then the next notion of love is to surround yourself with like-minded people. Did you know that we are the average of the five people that we spend the most time with? And then number five, live your life with integrity. So, I mentioned the people at the seminar earlier. The attendees were given a pack of cards which read, "You are loved." Their assignment was simple. Give away all the cards. And they were told to give the energy of your love with those cards. And we later found out that it was the givers who felt the best when they gave the cards away. To them, it was a renewal of their connection with love. And each time they left a card, they reported that the connection to a spiritual power was even stronger. And it seems to me that there are three types of love in process here. That sensual love, that the love that's chiefly self-centered, is expressed just for the sake of expressing. You can say that you love someone. We love someone only maybe sometimes just to make ourselves feel good, or we love someone in order to draw attention to ourselves. These kinds of relationships based simply on the sensual aren't necessarily lasting. They can. But there's another type of love that's called conditional love. This is a love based on a quid pro quo. I had to do that. If you love me, then I'll love you. Love is not given freely, but it's a sense of barter. The third type of love, the purest form, is the Christ love. This is a love for the pure joy of loving. Christ's love is completely unconditional and instinctive. It's a love that recognizes that it doesn't need anyone for it to bubble freely and spontaneously from the wellspring of all love. And that's the presence of God within. This is the love that Jesus taught and practiced. This is the love felt by the people who gave away those cards saying that you are loved. The essence of Christ's love is, I am love. Someone say, I am love. I am love. I found out in this research that loving people don't necessarily strive for love. They just allow love. If you've ever fallen in love with a thing or a person, all of a sudden it's just there because you've opened yourself to be in love. These folks, in these situations, you're not trying, but that's who you become. That's who you are. Love expressed fully and unconditionally is the only love, yet not everyone always expresses it. Sometimes we allow ourselves to fool ourselves into thinking that we should withhold love from someone. They put on these masks of anger and assume postures of hatred to trick us into giving them only conditional love, or worse, no love at all. Whenever people treat us in obnoxious ways, it's important to love them. Certainly, it's easy to judge them as not being worthy of our love, but in withholding love for someone, we are first depriving ourselves, aren't we? Somebody say yes. Are we unworthy too? If you're in doubt about loving someone, remember what Jesus said in the scriptures. It says, as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. The degree to which we can let our love flow unconditionally and in all directions, as I mentioned on that three-lane highway, allows us to express love in ourselves. Our love quotient is never higher than the least amount of love that you give to someone else. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. In our Unity class, we've been studying about a way to read the Bible in a different way. I can't recall the exact title of the class, but we're looking at the Bible through a different lens. And what I've come to realize after going through that class is that, and it was taught by Don and Sharon Rolofson, that opening your heart to love is an awesome responsibility. We find that Paul, who was a central character in the scriptures that we were studying, who was actually present when Christ lived, as a matter of fact, he had firsthand knowledge of Christ. Because if you remember the story, his name originally was Saul. Saul was about as the other side as Christ was on one. He was actually going after folks who were trying to follow Christ. Then he had his big conversion, and you know the rest of the story. He became Paul, and now he's this big crusader.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.